Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, rather. It is 8 minutes to eight.
The breakfast.
The breakfast. Sounds like it was in Germany, didn't it?
See, it's that wing house, see? It's got your mind on things.
But obviously...
he's had 40 in one night, that's why.
Yeah, Brad Davidson joins us for a racing segment. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Now, Sessabeel opens odds on for Silver a Slipper.
Yes. Silver Slipper this weekend. We'll get to see Sessabeel back there. Of course, you know, she missed that English Millennium last weekend, and safe for this Golden Slipper lead up. And the bookies keeping it nice and safe. Opened nice and short there yesterday, I think around $1.80. Look, it's shaping up to be a pretty good race. The $250,000 feature. We'll also see Prague step out for the same stable, the Mara and Eustace Yard again. He's two from two, of course. It's very expensive colt at the yearling sales. We've got Every Rose stepping out, Farnan. Sentimentals nominated at Kensington tomorrow, so we'll see which way they go there. And Blazer Trail, we'll get to see this horse back to the Peter and Paul Snowden Yard, of course, finished third on debut at its only run to date. That was in that Golden Gift, which has been a very good form race. I know Dame Cassell was a little bit disappointing in her return on the weekend, but the second horse, See You Soon, goes well. And the fourth horse that day was Sessabeel. So Blazer Trail does have, you know, beat home Sessabeel at its only run to date. Of course, Sessabeel's come out and bolted in this preparation since. So we've got to see Blazer Trail back. But we know the Peter and Paul Snowden Yard, they have, you know, a host of good two-year-olds. I think they've had about 14 two-year-old winners for the season already. And we'll see a couple of those back. Barbaric, the other one, in that Silver Slipper nomination. So looking forward to that. And, of course, the Hobartville, the other main feature there at Rosehill on the weekend for the three-year-olds. We'll see... microphone back in Sydney after his win in Melbourne last time out. There's a host of good horses returning there. Brandenburg, John Sargent's been talking his horse up for some time. Castelvecchio, of course, the star three-year-old around second in the Cox Plate. We should see him back there in the Hobartville on his preparation towards the round with Guineas, and no doubt a few other features after that. So shaping up for a good race day at Rosehill this weekend, guys.
Brad, where's the money going for the Blue Diamond?
Yeah, look, it's all around this Hanseatic, isn't it? It's the Spruik horse, the Boom horse, after its winning the Blue Diamond lead-up. Was outstanding there, overcame a bias on the day and gave them the start and was able to basically beat them, not comfortably in the end, but beat Rulership by 0.3 of a length. That was over 1,100, so you'd have to suggest the way this Street Bowls colt is racing that the 1,200 is going to be right up his alley there on the weekend. He's a deserving favourite. And going to be very hard to beat, 3-for-3 for the Anthony Friedman Yard at the moment. Of course, he's a horse at the Godolphin Yard there. So no doubt a very exciting horse and one of the more exciting two-year-olds to go around this season so far. So he'll be all the rage. It'll be fascinating to see what price he actually starts in that feature, whether it's, you know, I think he's around that 230, 220 mark at the moment, whether he starts odds on or around that mark. We'll wait and see. I suppose a lot will be dependent on the barrier draw and whatnot. But, very exciting, and a lot of people getting very upbeat about this horse's prospects for the future already.
And we learnt yesterday that the country championships qualifier goes now to Grafton from Coffs Harbour after that torrential rain has hit the area.
Yeah, well, they called it off yesterday morning, Dave, that Coffs Harbour meeting, and then since then I think they had a heap of rain yesterday as well. So unfortunate for the Coffs Harbour Club there that they weren't able to get that meeting run and won today. But, they qualified, goes to Grafton now on Thursday. Hopefully they don't get too much rain in the area there. I think we're on a heavy 8 at the moment at Grafton, so I'm not sure whether they'll hit with any rain yesterday or not. But I think they will just miss a... Well, they've got a field limit of 16 there. It suggests I thought it was down a few less because of the rail being out. But we'll have to wait and see how that pans out. But Matty Dunn scratched a few of his runners there. And look, Hellenism remains the favourite there off the couple of nice wins this preparation. But look, looks a race with a bit of depth, and look forward to getting my teeth stuck into that today and seeing if we can find a winner or two.
Well, can you find a winner today for us?
We'll try our best. Pretty wet there at Musselbrook today. I think we're around a heavy 9. Chance of showers too. So whether we get them or not, I'm not sure. But one horse who does like those conditions, guys, is race 3, number 8, Mowinda, around the $3 mark. Seems skinny enough, but saying that, look, she just loves wet ground, this horse, and was beaten by Captain Solo last time out, but really found the line well. And I just think she's going to revel in these conditions. Last time she was on the soft seven at Muswellbrook here, two starts back, she was beaten by Candy Bar and was really finding the line well. So I think she finds her right conditions here to run really well today, race 3, number 8, Mohinder.
All right, Brad, enjoy your day and we'll talk to you tomorrow, mate.
Look forward to it, guys.